As the beloved Archangel Michael speaks his heart to us all, let us send him our heart's love and gratitude and thank him for everything that he has done for the people of earth all through the ages. Now may our love, in some measure, make it easier for him to bring greater power into our nation and to shut off more quickly that which seeks to destroy. Beloved ones of the light, you who have been beloved Saint Germain's family through the ages, please know that you too are the family of our hearts. Try to feel as never before your closeness to us through that feeling of divine love which we have poured throughout the ages and to which now you are responding in a way that will enable us to come to you much more powerfully and give greater assistance, which the nation requires and which must come through yourselves. There are many lovely people within the nation whose love for America, for God, and for freedom is unquestioned and eternal. And to those, we will bring every assistance possible whenever they turn their attention Godward and with sincere desire draw forth the power of God to assist the nation. But my loved ones, you who understand and accept our reality and know the power that it is our privilege to wield, you can call forth in the conditions of the outer world the cosmic Christ angels in legions uncountable. Now the hour is striking when the angelic host must come closer into the lower physical atmosphere of earth in order to govern certain forces in nature to hold the balance against destructive activities. Therefore, it is becoming necessary for the angelic host to draw more power of the sacred fire into outer physical conditions in order to hold that balance. Therefore, as you make the call for the legions of cosmic Christ angels to blaze the flame from their hearts into conditions in the physical world to shut off the intended destruction, there will come in and around each of you a glory you have never felt before, a power which will abide with you and become for you a reservoir, as it were, of strength and energy that will always be with you. So try to feel this closer and closer. Try to call it into outer use. For what you need is the power of the sacred fire of the angelic host. Since their service is entirely that of cosmic Christ love, then when you need power in the physical conditions with which you are dealing, you need their presence with you, and their activity of the sacred fire for which you call. Now, in your opening of the door for their presence to be with you, try to be aware that when they come always in a rush of this cosmic Christ fire of our love. That flame goes ahead of them and enters into your atmosphere to anchor there the power that compels obedience from destructive forces. There are limitless legions, my dear ones, of the angelic host, uncountable legions. And there is never defiance or opposition to the flame in which they are clothed and which precedes them when they have a service to render in the physical lower atmosphere of Earth. And that flame which precedes them always consumes from their pathway anything that is of the darkness. So in rendering your service to America, try to call forth the limitless legions of cosmic Christ angels and demand that their fire of cosmic Christ victory go into your nation, go into your government, go into both houses of Congress, go into every plan, go into every condition, and blaze and blaze and blaze whatever consumes the darkness there. Send this flame which they direct and concentrate into the various departments of your government, into the various activities of the business of your nation. For these flames must come, my dear ones, if there is to be enough help come quickly into physical conditions to hold the balance against the destructive forces. You might wonder all this while where I am. Well, I am everywhere. And as your love and calls have come to me, many a time has that flame flashed in answer to your calls. And the conditions that a moment before threatened destruction were in an instant removed. Now, this is what I'm coming to. For the more you can accept and call, dwell with, and use the great activity of the sacred fire which the angelic host direct, the more will you be aware of their presence and ours with you in the midst of outer conditions, and you will feel our power pouring there to control things many times in absolute silence. This is one of the powers of the great, great silence. And since the angelic host are always the bearers of the flame of love, then whatever intensity of power is required to purify and correct conditions here there must come with it the pressure, so to speak, from the heart of the great, great silence. It isn't that we do not individually direct enough power to correct conditions. We can. But in order to hold the balance from the octaves above, within the structure of earth, there must come the pressure from the heart of the great, great silence to govern certain forces that are within the structure of earth. For as you correct conditions on the surface of the earth and bring them into greater perfection, do you relieve the stress of the destructive forces within the crust of the earth. And so I shall deeply appreciate it if you call and call and call uncountable legions of cosmic Christ angels. Oh, do not hesitate. Call and call. Demand their presence with you. Demand the violet flame angels. Demand the angels who direct the blue lightning to go into those conditions of frightful hatred and filth and destruction in the channels of your government. Call for the descent of the angels of blue lightning to shatter every plan that seeks to destroy you. I am pleading with you tonight to give me these openings through your calls. You've done very well. I'm not disparaging anything you have done, but may I say, I'm getting quite anxious for activity, more activity in the outer, that all will understand there won't be the slightest misunderstanding when that activity starts. People may hide in their own darkness to some degree now, but their opportunity is going to be less and less as time goes on. And I am anxious to bring all the power the cosmic law will permit to be released into outer physical conditions through your calls. You keep calling. My legions of angels of blue lightning to strike into every plan of destruction against your people and shatter and dissolve and consume in one flash of that blue lightning the accumulated force that the Antichrist has been drawing for centuries for this accomplishment. Now you understand something, I think, of what you are up against, and something of the task which is ahead of us in the removal from the earth of those terrific forces that must go to the compound for purification. The angels of blue lightning are no figment of anyone's imagination. Every ascended master and cosmic being can call legions of their presence into outer conditions and outer action. But since you are the authority in the physical octave for that which you want manifest, then the cosmic law awaits your call for their descent into the physical conditions whereby the ascended host can follow in and compel certain forces to let go of the nation. If I were you, I would call the angels of blue lightning to shatter the selfishness in the feeling of every human being within your borders. And you would be surprised at the cloud of destructively qualified substance that would lift from your people like a fog, because selfishness is the thing that makes mankind slaves to the Antichrist. If you will demand, we will do. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? And really, the very vital purpose of my coming is to bring this to your attention tonight, that you may make the call for the descent of the cosmic legions of the cosmic Christ angels of blue lightning to now begin the shattering within the Chicago stockyards of all the accumulated substance there that has been qualified with destruction before your conventions can take place. Call and call and call for the descent are the legions of cosmic Christ angels of blue lightning to fill and surround the atmosphere over that locality. If I were you, I would include the whole city and shatter and shatter and shatter every focus there of destructively qualified energy. And if you understand me tonight and would do the same thing around individuals who have a frightful destructive momentum, such as those who are selling your country out to the Antichrist forces of the world, you can do the same thing. Demand that the angels, uncountable legions if need be, of cosmic Christ angels of blue lightning, strike and strike and strike that blue lightning into the accumulated energy that sustains destructive individuals within your nation in their evil intent to enslave you or destroy you. And I am sending this forth tonight with a force into this city as well as into your capital to strike and strike and strike into every focus of destructive force that seeks to wreck your nation. And may the very earth tremble with that cosmic blue lightning released into every destructive plan, into all destructive substance, into all destructively qualified energy around individuals who have hypnotic power over the masses of the people. either in political channels, in business channels, or anywhere within the nation. And let us have a rainstorm, if need be, a cloudburst of cosmic blue lightning, of cosmic Christ annihilation, of all selfishness within the land and all that seeks to destroy you. Let this be called forth into the very ground you tread upon, into the brains and bodies of those who will not use their life energy constructively. Send this in to the brain and body of every individual and force that has enslaved the people to destructive desires. Charge this into the liquor interests of your nation and all that has sought to contaminate or ruin your people. And we'll see whether there will be a response or not. You do your part, we'll do ours. And then as we go forward, there will be many who will turn to the light almost overnight. I wonder why in the world they ever did the will of destructive forces. So tonight, remember my legions of cosmic Christ, blue lightning, that stand ready to shatter like a storm in the summertime. When the lightning comes, everything is clear and purified afterward. And we might just as well have a storm of cosmic blue lightning from the angels into your political situations as the storm of destruction which they threaten to release. You demand that the angels of blue lightning shatter and shatter and shatter every focus of selfishness within the nation that has enslaved the people or made them obey the Antichrist. And I shall do my part, rest assured, for with your beloved Saint Germain, this is as much my responsibility to help cleanse the nation and the earth as it is his. I am ever at his command. So, beloved ones, tonight, feel yourselves clothed in the mantle or the armor, if you so desire, of the blue lightning of our love, knowing it always as that power from the great central sun that throughout space can flesh in an instant all that is necessary to remove anything that has no right to live. And discord has no divine right to live for any reason or manifest anywhere at any time. Be assured of that. Feel your authority with all the power of your being to demand the annihilation of every destructive force before it can any longer do damage to life. And you will find my love a very tangible assistance. You will find my presence many times where you least expect me to be, and you will find my legions of angels of blue lightning ever ready to attend you and draw power that you cannot draw for yourselves. Therefore, we are your everlasting friends. We are the friends to all that is of God. Therefore, if your nation be struggling under that which is not of God, we are ready to come. And when you want us enough, we will appear to all. Do you know what I mean? Thank you, precious one, as you make this call to shatter the accumulated selfishness that has grown into the government of your nation, and ask that the legions of angels of blue lightning take the place of those who are traitors to your land and to their God. Traitors to man. It will give us certain opportunities that we will use to your advantage. Ask them to come and release the cosmic blue lightning that shatters from the nation all that has sought to interfere with God and God's command of the people to their freedom. So I clothe you with the flame of love from my heart. May it blaze about you as an armor of blue lightning, and love make known to you its cosmic power from the heart of creation, the great central sun. Till you may feel me on the instant and be charged with power of accomplishment and go forward on your way to render your service to your God, to the nation, and to your fellow man. You will find us ever present in time of trouble. I trust the trouble will not reach you. All we want is your calls and your demand that the angels of blue lightning shatter selfishness from the feelings of your people forever. And let the nation arise, the heart of God to the earth. And the blue lightning go forth to the shattering and the annihilation of everything on the earth that has ever dared to create a shadow. My love is a tangible power of eternity, ever willing to serve you and bless you and lift you out of the shadows forever. May all that my love can give manifest to you now in your outer use to go forward and render the service which forever, this time, holds command. May the glory of those who dwell in the heart of the great, great silence come forth and be a blazing, shining light around you and hold you sealed in the victory of their love, while the angelic host release the cosmic fire to consume quickly that which has sought to enslave the people. May all the love and power at my command come to protect you, supply you, assist you, illumine you, and give you the courage and strength and power of victory eternal in your service to the nation to bring freedom and peace to the earth in cosmic command for eternity. Thank you, my loved ones, and won't you be seated, please? I bid you adieu, but not goodbye, and my love tonight shall, I trust, make you feel the strength and the power that is yours to use as you go forward in a joy you have never known and a freedom that will free others as well as yourselves. Thank you and good night. Beloved Archangel Michael, thank you for your love and assistance to us through the ages. Now may we render assistance to the nation until the fullness of your power sweeps everywhere before us and consumes that which has sought to blight the earth. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we are absent one from another. Glorify us quickly in that limitless outpouring of such cosmic blue lightning from the angels, the cosmic Christ angels of that blue lightning, that wherever we abide, we call that forth to consume all selfishness and everything that is not the glory of God's heart to the earth forever. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in the glory of your heart's flame and blaze its blue lightning before us and forever compel everything else to cease to be. Thank you, beloved Archangel Michael. Thank you, beloved Mighty Victory. Thank you, precious Daddy. And all beloved Saint Germain, blessed Jesus, and all who have assisted mankind to be free through the centuries, accept our heart's love, our unconditional obedience, and eternal surrender of everything of the outer self for the freedom of the nation of our hearts and the release of the earth from that which is not purity and peace and freedom for eternity. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumars, the seven mighty Chohans, and the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your presence with us, your visible, tangible ascended master presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, the victory of your heart's power to the earth. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring in through the shadows of human creation, the blue lightning of cosmic Christ annihilation, let us forever release all that is necessary quickly to shatter for eternity that which has dishonored God and sought to destroy mankind through the centuries. And we accept the responsibility and are grateful for the way and means of accomplishing that which brings eternal release to the earth. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I'm presence, all the great ones, and to the beloved Archangel Michael, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, charge it with the cosmic Christ blue lightning from the angelic host that shatters and annihilates all human selfishness forever from all life on this earth, and give the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding blue lightning to remove forever all that has no right to existence. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the hands and use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To this end, we continue in action with our attention to the presence and obedience, the demand of the outer self, until it has given all unto the freedom of life forever. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the cosmic Christ blue lightning necessary to shatter and forever remove from America everything that is the Antichrist, and then to expand that until it removes from the earth and peace from the heart of creation brings love to the earth as the law and the government and the victory of freedom to all life in every country forever.